Well, one Sunday afternoon, a man who had been drinking stumbled across a baptismal service down by the river. And he proceeded to walk down into the water and stand next to the preacher. The minister turned and noticed the old drunk and said, "Mister, are you ready to find Jesus?" The drunk looked back and said, "Yes, preacher, I sure am." And so the minister then dunked the fellow under the water and pulled him right back up. "Have you found Jesus?" the preacher asked. "No, I did not," said the drunk. The preacher then dunked him under for quite a bit longer and brought him up and said, "Now, brother, have you found Jesus?" "No, I didn't, Reverend." The preacher, in disgust, then held the man under the water for 30 seconds and brought him up out of the water and said in a harsh tone, "My good man, have you found Jesus yet?" The old drunk wiped his eyes and said to the preacher, "Are you sure this is where he fell in?" So today, of course, is the feast day of the baptism of the Lord. It's a wonderful feast day. Today officially ends Christmas, so you can continue saying Merry Christmas up until today. You know, it's interesting that the way the world is, they start celebrating Christmas at Thanksgiving, and then by December 26, Christmas is over. But not for the church. The church has the Advent season first, and then we start celebrating Christmas on Christmas Eve, and we go all the way till today, the feast day of the baptism of the Lord. So it is a wonderful feast day. So I want to share a few thoughts about why Jesus got baptized, because some people wonder about that. And then also talk about our own baptism and what we can do in our families to make baptism much more significant and important than perhaps we give it credit for. And so the first question is, well, why did the Lord submit to baptism? Well, Scripture tells us to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus got baptized to do the will of his Father, to show an act of humility by submitting to John's baptism. You know, Christ was the Messiah. John was the forerunner, the precursor for the Lord. And so Jesus was baptized to show his approval for what John the Baptist was doing. John was doing a good and holy work, getting people to come down to the Jordan River to confess their sins, to repent of their sins, and to change their life and to get baptized. Well, the Lord himself, of course, why did he get baptized? He didn't have any sin. Well, if you read the fathers of the church and some of the great saints and theologians, they say that Jesus did not get baptized to become holy. He got baptized to make the waters holy. Do you see the difference? The waters did not sanctify Jesus. Jesus sanctified the waters. So Jesus made the waters of the Jordan River holy, and therefore the waters of all baptism, when they're blessed, become holy as well. In fact, if you go to the Holy Land today and bring home some Jordan River water, it does not have to be blessed. It's already sanctified. It's already blessed because it touched Christ at his baptism. The Lord also submitted to baptism to take our sins into the waters of the Jordan River. So even though he did not go for himself, he went for all of us. He represented mankind, and he took all of our sins into that liquid tomb. The saints have said that baptism is like a liquid tomb. We go into the waters of baptism, we die to sin, we have sin removed, and then we come up resurrected out of the liquid tomb, freed from our sins. Now again, Jesus had no sin, but he took the sins of humanity with him into the river of the Jordan. The Lord also submitted to baptism to allow the Father to manifest the Blessed Trinity. Notice after the Lord came up out of the water, and Jesus is the Son of God, it says that the heavens were torn open and the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove. There we have the presence of the Holy Spirit. And now God the Father speaks and says, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So we have the voice of God the Father, the Holy Spirit coming upon Christ, anointing him. And And then Jesus himself, the Son of God, the three persons of the Blessed Trinity, manifested to John the Baptist and to the crowd that was present at the Jordan River. Even though Christ was the Messiah from the moment of his incarnation, he was anointed by the Holy Spirit at his baptism when the Holy Spirit came down upon him, and it publicly manifested to everyone that Christ was the Messiah. So those are the reasons why Jesus submitted to baptism, to do the will of the Father, to fulfill all righteousness, to give us an example that we too should submit to baptism as well. Now, of course, the reason why we get baptized is different. We have original sin. We're born into this world with original sin, and baptism washes away original sin. When we're baptized, original sin is washed away, and we receive the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within our soul. So we then become living temples of God, dwelling places of the Blessed Trinity. We receive the state of sanctifying grace at our baptism. Now, if somebody gets baptized when they're older, maybe in their 50s or 60s or 70s, not only is original sin washed away, but all sins of a person's entire life are washed away in baptism. So we get baptized to have original sin removed, or as adults, then all sin removed when we get baptized. We get baptized to receive the indwelling of the Trinity within our soul, which is sanctifying grace, a very share in God's own life. We get baptized to become children of God. When we're baptized, we are elevated from being creations of God, creatures of God, into children of God. We become sons and daughters of God, adopted sons and daughters of God, because only Christ is the true Son of God. When we get baptized, we then now belong to Christ and are no longer under the power of Adam or under Satan's power. We now belong to Christ when we're baptized. When we're baptized, we become members of the church, the mystical body of Christ, which then enables us to receive other sacraments, such as Holy Communion or confession or confirmation. So baptism is no small thing. It is what transforms us. And Jesus said very clearly to Nicodemus, unless we're baptized by water and the Holy Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. That's how important baptism is for us. So when we're baptized, the heavens are torn open for us, and we then have the ability to enter heaven. The voice of God the Father says to us, you are now my beloved daughter. You are now my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Because anyone in the state of sanctifying grace is pleasing to God. If God dwells within your soul through sanctifying grace, through the indwelling of the Trinity in your soul, then you are pleasing to God if you're in the state of sanctifying grace. If we're in the state of unrepentant mortal sin, then our soul is not pleasing to God. But when we repent and go to confession, then we're back in the state of grace. And again, our soul becomes pleasing to God when God dwells within us through sanctifying grace. So what I would recommend for families is that you have your children baptized as soon as possible after birth. Certainly within the first few months is highly recommended by the church. Try to get your grandchildren baptized if they're not baptized yet. Really encourage that to happen. And if you haven't picked out names for your children, always try to pick a saint's name as a first or middle name to give that child a good role model and example to follow as he or she grows up. Always try to choose excellent godparents that will pray every day for your child and will stay close to the family and help that child to be raised in the practice of the faith, to stay close to Christ and the church. Many parents that I know every year celebrate their child's baptismal anniversary. And you know what they do? They save one of the child's birthday presents and give it to them on their baptismal anniversary. See, kids always remember their birthday. Why? Because they get presents, right? Why not give a child a present on the day they became a child of God? So don't just celebrate your child's birthday. Also celebrate their baptismal anniversary each year by giving them a religious gift, a holy card, a prayer book, a children's Bible. Give them something each year on the anniversary. I know families that will light the baptismal candle of their child, bring out the baptismal garment, look at the pictures, watch the video, and every year celebrate the day that their child became a child of God. So baptism is no small thing. It is the first sacrament that we receive, and certainly one of the most important. Of course, the Eucharist is the blessed sacrament, the greatest sacrament, but we can't even receive the Eucharist unless we're baptized. So it's baptism that gives us sanctifying grace, where we become heirs to the kingdom of heaven, where we become members of the church and truly adopted sons and daughters of God. So let's remember on today's feast day of the Lord's baptism, our baptism as well. If you haven't looked up your baptismal date, I'd encourage you to look it up and celebrate it each year, and to celebrate the anniversary of your child and grandchildren's baptismal days. God bless you.